Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Ayin Beis in Maseches Yuma. It is the 535th daf in Shas. Our daf is going to continue discussing the amount of threads that go into the making of the begadim in the Beis HaMikdash. And yesterday's daf we had learned that when it came to the threads in the Beis HaMikdash, each one of those threads were intertwined with threads of flax. Our Gemara is going to begin on the bottom of Ayin Amud Beis. Ayin Aleph Amud Beis is going to say that the me'il, the cloak that the Kohen Gadol wore, that it was spun with 12 thin strands of flax. Our Gemara spoke about that that's the meaning of mashzar. And the Gemara then will discuss also going on to Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, other kalim, and the amount of flax that was spun into every thread. The Gemara then is going to discuss other halachos in regards to the Big Day Kuhuna, that now that our Mishnah has concluded the avoda of the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim, now we begin to discuss other halachos about the Kohen Gadol's begadim. For example, someone who tears Big Day Kuhuna, someone who removes the choshen from the ephod, and then the Gemara will discuss how the Aron was made in terms of its staves, its bars, the badim that were put into the Aron, how though that was done, despite the fact that there seems to be a stira in Psukim. The Gemara then will discuss the boxes that Bezalel made for the Aron, that there was gold, and then wood, and then gold, and the Gemara will base that on Psukim. The Gemara then will use the metaphor of how the Aron is made to teach us Musar. For example, one of the things the Gemara will say that since it was covered with Bayis u'Bechutz, that Talmud Chacham, his inside, has to be like his outside. This gets the Gemara to discuss other phenomenon about Talmidei Chachamim, and Talmidei Chachamim who are successful in one area, but lacking in Yiras Shamayim. The Gemara is extremely critical of that, and that's how our daf is going to conclude. So let's Bezer Hashem begin on the bottom of Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. Me'il Shneim Asar, the cloak of the Kohen Gadol, was spun with 12, every one of the threads that we use were spun with 12 threads of flax. Minol, and how do we know this? Tichsiv, Vasisas Me'ila Eifod, Klil Techeles. We learn the tcheles that was already used for the paroches. Mala halon shisha, just like when it comes to the paroches. We learned on Ayin Aleph Amud Beis that when it comes to tcheles of paroches, it was intertwined with six. Afkan shisha, here is six, but here it's six double, which is 12. Because here it says, Klil Techeles, which seems to indicate that you're supposed to double the six. Asks the Gemara of Neilef, and let us learn the Me'il from Xereshav, Techeles, Techeles, Mishulav, Virimonav. And we should say the following, Malahalan Shmona, Afkan Shmona. They'll learn out that just like over there, there's eight, so too over here, there will be eight times two. Says the Gemara, Dun and Kli Mikli, Vein Dun and Kli Mitachshit. We learn a kli here literally means a utensil, but we've been using the word kli as in the beginning of the Mishnah, Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, is to refer to clothing. So we'll learn out the halacha of spinning one garment from the halacha of another garment, as opposed to the rimonim, which are considered a tachshit. It's an ornament that's put on the begadim. Vein dunin kli mitachshit kli. Asks the Gemara, Adarabba, I would have said the opposite. Dunin gufay mi gufay v'ein dunin gufay me'alma. That you should learn specifically from the rimonim, because those were attached to the me'il. That's gufay mi gufay. Learn from the rimonim to the me'il, and don't learn from the me'il to something general out there in the world, like the parochas. The Gemara accepts this question as a strong question, and therefore the Gemara goes back to what we learned on Ayin Aleph Amud Beis for the source as well for the mill. Hainu Damrina, this is what we had said earlier. L'sha'ar begodim shelo nemar bohen sheish. that other begadim it doesn't say the word sheish, and that is to tell us that it's different, that it is doubled, and that there are 12. Because it says klil, so klil will tell us to double it. What will it double? It'll double the standard number, and therefore it'll double 6. Period. Says the Gemara, 8 lines from the top, and Ayin Beis Amin Aleph, Parochis Esrim Va'arba. The Braisa mentioned on Ayin Aleph on the Beis that there were 24 chutim in the Parochis. Why? Because Arba, there were 4 minim that were inside of every thread. Those 4 minim are Tcheles, Hargam, Tla, Shani, and Sheish. The Shisa, which was then, each one of them was intertwined with 6 of flax. So if you have 4 minim, which each one of them has 6, so 4 times 6 is 24. Lo dina velo dayana, and there's no din or dayan about this. This is a dover pashut, says the Gemara. Choshev eifot, continues the Gemara, esem ushmona min olan. How do we know that the Choshev mishpat was 28? Dichsiv, vasisa Choshev mishpat, mase Choshev. Kemaseich, eifot hasena, zahav. So you have arba minim of the ephod, deshisa shisa. Each one of them is intertwined with 6 of flax. As we pointed out before, that's 24. Esrin v'arba. Zahav, but here you also have gold. And for them, you add 4. Zav arba. Esrin v'tamnya. That equals 28. Asks the Gemara, Ve'ema Zav Nami Shish, I would have thought that the gold is intertwined with 6, not with 4. Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov explains, Amar Kra, the Pasuk told us, in regards to the Chute Zav, Vayiraku es Pache Zav V'kitzeitz Psilim. They would spin the gold strands and cut them. V'kitzeitz Psil, the fact that the Torah says it, as psilim, and not psil, psilim b'loshim rabim, v'arei kan arba, is coming to tell us that they would do a plural of them, and that plural is 4. Rashi explains that we got to 4 because psilim sounds like there were 2 that were cut. When you take 2 strings and you cut 2, that becomes 4. Ravashi Omar, Ravashi says that when it came to the ephod, we get to 28 strands, on my crop, because the pasuk says lasos besoch atchelus besoch hargamon. Because when it came to the gold, it says vayiraku as pache asav ikitzes pesilim lasos besoch atchelus, that they were done within the gold, which sounds like that it didn't stand by itself like all the others that had 6 strands sewn into, spun into themselves, but rather it was mixed with the others. Hechi navid. Navid arba, the tray, if the 4 minim, aside from the gold, are going to be of 2. In other words, it could be 2 strands of gold spun into them, havelu shmona. And that means that sacha kol, each one of them is going to have 8 strands and not 6 like most others. Navid, so if we're going to take 2 minim, the tray, navid tray, the tray, that there are going to be 2 minim where you have 2 strands of gold so spun into each one of them. Utrei dechad chad. And the 2 minim that are left over, you'll have 1 strand of gold, which would then come out to 6 strands of gold. This is also incorrect. Vasisa shiyu kol asuyos shavos. That there has to be consistent. So therefore, it must be that the number of gold strands is not equal to the strands of the other minim. And there are therefore only 4, and there was 1 strand of gold that was spun into every min. The Gemara now continues 3 lines before the wide. Amar Rachva, Amar Rav Yehuda, Hamikareya Big Day Kahuna. Someone who tears Big Day Kahuna, Loke, that person gets Malkus. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Lo Yikareya, so it's a lav like other lavim. Maybe when the Pasuk says, Lo Yikareya, the Pasuk is saying that you should make a seam for it on the end in order that it should not tear. As the pasuk says before this, v'hayefi roisha b'sacha safa yelefiv saviv. Answers the Gemara, miksiv shelo yikareh. It doesn't say that you should make the seam over there in order that it not tear. But rather, there is a separate issur lo yikareh. Period. Amar Rabbi Lazar, hamaziach choyshe me'al eifod, v'hameisir ba'dei aron loike. Someone who removes the choshen from the eifod, choshen which had the stones and the urim tum that were placed inside of it, if he removes that from the eifod, or he removes the staves, the bars that were in the aron, that gets malchus shenemar, as the pasuk says, lo yizach v'lo yasuru, didn't allow the choshen to move, as well as to remove the badim. Maskeflor of Yaakov Dilmakikam Rachmana. Maybe when the pasuk said this, Chadkinu Vavdinu Shapir, that you should make sure that it is tight and make it appropriately, Kadesh lo yizach v'lo yasuru, in order that it should not move. In other words, there isn't an iser, but just describing how it's made. Says the Gemara again, the same point that it made earlier, Miksiv shelo yizach v'shelo yasuru. Rather, it says lo yizach v'lo yasuru, indicating that you have to make sure that doesn't move, and you're over an iser if it does. Rabbi Yosef Hanina Rami. Rabbi Yosef Hanina asked the following kashya: Ksiv b'tabo asarin yu abadim lo yasuru mimenu. On the one hand, the pasuk says that the badim are supposed to be inside the rings on the sides of the aron. Ksiv uvas abadav b'tabas. And yet, at the same time, it says you're supposed to bring the badim and put them inside the rings. Haketzad. How could that possibly be that on the one hand you're not supposed to take them out and they're supposed to be connected, on the other hand you're supposed to put them in? Says the Gemara, Misparkin Veina Nishmatim. You're supposed to, they are removed, but you're not supposed to take them out. I might think that you're not supposed to move that the badim from its place. In other words, it's supposed to be there from the first moment. Talmud Lomar, V'huva Asbadav, V'huva Asbadav. B'tabos. So who has father b'tabos is telling us that you're supposed to bring the badim, put it into the rings. Ivu huva es badav yochliu nichnasim v'yotzen. If it's the pasuk says that, I may think you're always supposed to constantly take it in and out. Tamalomer b'tabos harin yu abadim haketzad misparkin ve'ein nishbatim. That on the one hand they could move from side to side, but you're not supposed to take them out entirely. The Gemara continues four lines from the bottom. Amar Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina, Mai dechsiv atzei shitim omdim. In regards to the krushim of the Mishkan, they refer to asisas hakrushim on Mishkan atzei shitim, but also emphasized omdim. She omdim derech gedilasan. They're supposed to be stood the way they grow. In other words, that the wood as a beam is supposed to be stood up the way it grew and not upside down. Davar achar omdim shemamidin es tzfuyin. They are that which holds the thing that covers them. In other words, it supports what covers them, and that is the gold. Davar achar omdim shematomar ovad sivram. That the moment that the Ohel Moed was sent into Geniza, then their hope was lost. Ubatel sikuyan, and that they will no longer be used to cover the Ohel Hashem. Tamlomer omdim sheomdim laolam ulaolamim, that they're going to stay forever. In other words, the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt again. Vama Rabbi Bar Chana. And Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina also taught us on the last line in Ayin Beis Amid Alf, Maidich Siv, Espigdi Asrod L'Shareis Bakodesh, the Begodim are referred to as the garments of service of the Bigdi HaKodesh. Chazal Darshan, as the Gemara says on the top of Ayin Beis Amid Beis, Umale Bigdei Kuna, Fnaf the Bigdei Kuna, Lo Nishtar Misonein Shal Yisrael, Srid Upalit. There wouldn't be anything left of Klal Yisrael. Rashi explains, because due to the Bigdei Kodesh, the Karbanos were brought, and it was Mechaper, it is Mechaper on Klal Yisrael. Mark continues, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Mecheni Yomar Devei, Rabbi Shimon, Tana Begodim, Shegardin Oysan Kivriyasan. Miklehen. The moment that they were woven in clay arigasan, Rashi explains, they were kibriyasan. The moment they were cut off from the weeb, they were ready to go, and they were ready to be worn and did not require any alterations. Umisardim mehen klum, and there was nothing that was needed to be altered because there was a little bit that was left over that wasn't woven, and that is called lashon of srad. Umisardim mehen klum. Mahi, what was that little bit that was left over? The Gemara says, Rish Lakish amar elu masa machat. That was the thread that was made from a needle and then was attached, according to Rashi, to the woven material. Meisive, the Gemara asks on Rish Lakish, Big Day Kuna, Einos Nosa Masa Machat, El Maisa Oreg, Shnem Masa Oreg. Doesn't the pasuk say that it was only made out of weaving? Amar Abaylo Nitzchelo Beis Yad Shelahem. Reish Lakish was talking about the sleeve, but the rest of it was a Maisa Oreg. As we learned in the Brisa, Beis Yad Shel Bigdei Kuna Neregis Bifnei Atzma, it was woven by itself, Vinidbekes, and then it was sewn Im HaBeged, Umagas Ad Pisas Hayad, and it would reach up until the palm. The Gemara continues, 10 lines from the top, and I am Bezom, Bezom, Arach, Vomer of Yehuda. Another teaching from Ravka in regards to the Begadim and the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. Shalosh Aronis Oysa Bitzal. Bitzal made three different Aron. Emtze Shalates, the middle one was of wood. Tisha, that was 9 Tfachim high. Pnimi Shalzav Shmone. The inner one was of gold, and that was 8 high. Chitzon Asara. And the outside was 10, even 10 umashu. And as we know, there were one box inside of another box. Asks the Gemara, Vatanya echadasar umashu. Didn't we learn that it was 11 in a little bit? Answers the Gemara, lo kasha, hakamad nomar yesh ba'av yotefach. Hakamad nomar ein ba'av yotefach. There was a machlokis, whether there needed to be another tefach worth above the inner aron, or not, or one tefach would be enough just for the kapores and not to have two tefachim above the next aron. Rashi says he doesn't know the makar for this machlokis. The Gemara now goes on to discuss the mashu that's mentioned, 11 and a mashu. Umay mashu, what is the mashu? Zir. That is for the crown on top of the kelim. The Gemara explains, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shloisha Zarmhein. There were three crowns on three kelim that the Torah teaches us. Shel Mizbeach, v'shel Aron, v'shel Shulchan. Shel Mizbeach, Zacha Aron, v'natzal. The crown on the Mizbeach, figuratively, Aron was Zocha, and he took it for himself and his children. Shel Shulchan, the crown that is represented of the Shulchan Zacha, David, v'natzal. That David came and took. Shel Aron, shel of the Aron, Adayin Munach. It's still sinning. This is a very, very famous and beautiful expression of Chazal. The Keser, that the Aron represents, is sinning, and no one is entitled to it. Kol Aroitze Likach V'Yavo V'Yikach. Whoever wants to take the crown of Torah, can't. Shema Tomar Pachosu. Lest you think that this crown is less significant than the others, Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk in Mishlei, says, Bi Melachim Yimloichu. The Torah Kaviyochel is speaking in Mishlei, and it calls out, I am the one who crowned the kings. In other words, the real crowning is the crowning of Torah. What a powerful message. Kol Arotze Likach, Yavav Yikach. There is no one that could create Bailus over Torah. Rabbi Yochanan Rami, Ksiv Zer, Ukrina Zir. On the one hand, by the Asiris Ha'aron, it says Zayin Reish without a Yud. Yet we say Zir, the correct pronunciation, more precisely, would be Zer. The emphasis over here is what we call the Tzere. The Yud of Rabbi Yochanan is trying to emphasize the Tzere. To this day, in Hilchos Ksuba, if you want to emphasize an A sound, two yuds are used. So here Rabbi Yochanan's darshaning, Zacha nasis le zer. Lo zacha, but if he's not zacha, then the Zayin Reish refers to Zar. Zare menu. So that's why the Torah writes it Zayin Reish, because if you're zacha, it's a crown. Otherwise, becomes a stranger to you, and you forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah Chas V'Chalil. Rabbi Yochanan Rami, Ksiv V'Asisa Lecha Aron Eitz, Uksiv V'Asu Aron Atzei Shitim, Mikan L'Talmud Chacham, Shebnei Uirai Mitzavin Lasos Lo Melachto, that the city is responsible to have the Melacha done for a Talmud Chacham. Chazal are darshaning the singular to the plural, Rashi explains, on the first wide line on the second column. Because it starts off as a responsibility of Moshe, and then it's put on the tzibur. In other words, the malach of Moshe is put on the tzibur. If there's a Moshe in the community, a Talmud Chacham in the community, then the community is supposed to do his malach. Mibaisu michutz titzapenu, Amar Rava, kol Talmud Chacham, she'ein tocho kebaro, that the Aron was covered on the inside and the outside by gold. If you have a Talmud Chacham whose inside is not like his outside, Eino Talmud Chacham, that person is not a Talmud Chacham. One of the definitions of a Talmud Chacham is his inside to be like his outside. In other words, there are many parts to this explanation, but one of the most important parts is that he be someone who's consistent. Act as he speaks. Amar Abai V'itemu Rav Bar Ula. Nikra Nisav. The Talmud Chacham who's not consistent is a Toeva. Disgusting. Shneimar, as the pasuk in Iyov says, Afki nisav venelach is shoyse chemayim ava. Someone who draws from the water of Torah and he does avel, that is someone who is an abomination. So being someone who zocha to learn Torah, comes along with it, is a tremendous responsibility. Amar Bishmol bar Nachmeinu Amar Biyonisa, my dichsiv, was the pasuk in Mishlei mean? When it says Lama ze mechir biyad ksil liknos chachma v'leiv oyin, mechir in modern Hebrew refers to a price, but also refers to as money. What is literally the pasuk in Mishlei says? What is money doing in the hand of a fool to purchase wisdom? In other words, the pasuk in Mishlei often decries the distortion of wisdom. Olam l'sonen shel talmidei chachamim, woe is the haters of talmidei chacham. So here the Gemara puts together those who hate Talmidei Chachamim with those who don't have Yerushamayim. In other words, it could very well be that even if a person is Osek B'Torah, he'll qualify as Sonen Shal Talmidei Chachamim if they don't have Yerushamayim. Machriz Raviyanai. Raviyanai called out, Chaval Aldelesle Darta. Woe is to a person that does not have a Chatzar, a courtyard, v'tara l'darte avid. But nevertheless, he makes a gate to his courtyard. This is an amazing, amazing mussar. Says Rabbi Yanai, if you have someone who makes a gate, in other words, he learns Torah, which is the gate to Yerushalayim, but he doesn't work on his Yerushalayim, so then it's like having a gate to an empty house. The Reishis Chachma does point out that from this statement, of Rav Yanai is mashma that the goal of Talmud Torah is to create Yerushalayim. Amalu Rava l'Rabban, Rava said to the Rabban who were his Talmidim, b'matusa minaychu, lo tarsun tarte gehenim. Don't, I beg of you, don't inherit two gehenims. The fascinating thing Rava says to his Talmidim, he says, don't inherit two gehenims. You're going to try to achieve in Torah in this world and therefore not enjoy this world. Yet without Yerushalayim, so then you're not going to get Gan Eden, you're going to get Gehenim in the other world. So it'll end up, all you'll have is two Gehenims. Very, very powerful expression of Rava. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Ma'i dechsiv zoi satorah shesam Moshe, zocha nasis loy sam chayim. If someone is zocha, the Lashon sam, is Belashan of a medicine. If he's Zocha, then the Torah could be a medicine of life. Lo Zocha nasa lo sam misa. But if he's not Zocha, then it becomes a poison. V'haynu da'amar Rava. And this is what Rava taught. Umanla, someone who the Torah becomes his profession. In other words, that he uses it like, in an effective way, like someone who has a profession, some of the chayy, then it will be a medicine of life. Delo uman, but if he doesn't make it a part of him as if it's his profession, according to some rishonim, means he's not osek in it lishma. Sama demosa, then it becomes a poison. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nechmeni, the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yonis and Rami Ksiv, it says, Pekudi Asher Misam Chilev, that Torah is Misamech Alayv. Uksiv, and the Pasuk says, Imras Hashem Tzrufa, that Kadosh Baruch Hu's words purify, but the word purify also indicates in a torturous way. That's how Chazal over here are saying, that's how Rabbi Shmuel is understanding it. So is it on the Misamech, or is it a torturous process of Tzrufa? Answers the Gemara, Zacha Misamcha, so if he's Zacha, then the words of Torah create joy for him. Lo Zacha Tzar Fasal, but if they don't, so then if he's not Zacha, then it becomes a painful process. Rish Lakish Amar Migufei Dekra Nafki, you can learn it out from the Pasuk itself, of Pekudei Hashem Yishar Misam Chelev. Zacha, if he's Zacha, excuse me, we learn out from the Pasuk, Imes Hashem Tzrufa. Tzar Fasal, the Chaim, it purifies him life. Lo Zacha Tzar Fasal Misa. And if not, it will purify him to death. The Pasuk also says, in Tehillim, Yiras Hashem Toira Medes Load, the pure Yiras Hashem stands forever. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Zeh Lo Mei Torah B'Tahara. This refers to someone who learns Torah in purity. Mayhi, what does that refer to? Noise Ishav Achakach Loi Mei Torah. He first marries a woman, and then Rashi explains, he no longer is thinking about women as much, and then learns Torah. That's Yiras Hashem Toira. We sing Eidus Hashem Ne'emona Machkimas Pesi. Amar Bechia Bar Abba Ne'emenes Hi Leheid Bilomdeh. That you could rely on Torah, that it could testify on the ones who learn it. In other words, the Torah will testify who learned it appropriate and who didn't. The Gemara now goes back after this beautiful Agadita and goes back discussing how the designs in the woven parts of the Mishkan and the Begadim were made. Masi Roka Masi Choshev, Amar Rebbe Lazar, Sherokmim Bimokom Shechoshvin. Rashi explains that first they would draw out what the Tzior is supposed to be. That was the Choshvin, and then they would weave on it. Tan Mishmei Dereb Nechemya, Roke Maise Machat. The Rokem over here refers to the act of a tailor. Lefichach, Partsof Echad. Then what would come out is Tzura Achas. Bechoshev refers to Maise Oreg, act of weaving. Lefichach Shnei Partsufas. And therefore they were able to make two drawings on either side. When it comes to weaving, in contrast to needlepoint, there it's possible that what will come out on one side would be different than that which comes out on the other. Bezer Hashem, this concludes Daf Ayin Beis in Maseches Yuma. And tomorrow, Bezer Hashem, we will pick up three lines from the bottom on Ayin Beis Amid Beis. After this beautiful Agadita and difficult Gemara on Ayin Beis Amid Aleph, where we discussed the spinning of the Begadim. And tomorrow's Daf, we'll get back to the Avodas HaKohen B'Yom HaKippurim, as well as starting Bezer Hashem, the last Perek in Maseches Yuma, which is the Halacha, which unfortunately is the only halacha l'maisa of our mesechta, and that is the halachos of the fast of Yom HaKippurim. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Ayin Beis.